Hello, my audioboo friends. It's Stefano. It's been a very long time since I've done another audioboo. It's July 9th, 2013. It's a Tuesday afternoon here in Montreal as I sit here in my living room looking out at a very beautiful, rather warm day, a little bit on the humid side, kind of muggy, but it's a beautiful day nonetheless. Clear skies, very sunny, and there's lots of construction work going on outside my window. They are repaving the road that runs perpendicular to our own little road here in Montreal. And they're finally going to be paving it, which is going to be great because it's been a bit of a dust bowl for the last month or so around here. And the construction people went on strike earlier this month. Actually, I think it was the end of June that they went on strike. I keep forgetting it's July already. I don't know where the summer's going. Well, yesterday was my operation for my... Wow, did I just do that? Did I just gurgle? Well, okay, I didn't mean to gurgle at y'all. That was strange. yesterday was my operation to have my implantable cardio defibrillator put in. And the operation went off without a hitch. And right now I'm recuperating, rather sore. I've got a very big bandage over my my left shoulder here, and sort of, well, where the shoulder joint is and my chest. And it's a little bit tight and rather uncomfortable. I'm a little bit swollen. But I, you know, good thing I'd like to report is the incision area is very itchy. So I feel like it's starting to heal, and I'll be okay. But overall, I was nervous about the whole thing, and now I'm glad it's done. I'm glad it's in. I feel much safer, which was the main premise of getting this ICD put in case of a life-threatening arrhythmia, which is basically what. What I have is a result of heart failure caused by a virus some 10 years ago. And in fact, this morning on the news, I heard that country singer Randy Travis was infected. His heart was infected by a virus, and he's got viral cardiomyopathy, which is exactly what I got. So I know exactly what he's going through right now and all the unknowns and the how scary it is and how you find yourself wondering how this happened. Well, these things can happen. Thankfully, they're pretty rare in most cases, but they can happen. And I just hope he's going to be okay, because if you don't catch it in time, if it's not treated, and if the patient isn't willing to go through with all the lifestyle changes they have to make, I can make recovery and ultimately the long-term prognosis a lot more difficult. So, other than that, things have been going well. I've had a lot of work, and in fact, I've been very busy with both my report writing at home and my work, my documentation work elsewhere. So, I don't know, I really didn't have a lot to say. There's so many things that have happened in the last little while. We went through Canada Day, we went through Saint-Jean-Baptiste here in Quebec. So all the holidays are basically over until, I suppose it's going to be Labor Day in September, amazingly enough. My family and I were supposed to, you know, go on vacation this year and do something. But, of course, now that I've had this operation, I can't drive for a month. And then beyond that, well, I have to sort of take it easy over a long-term period of about, you know, 1 to 3 months, just so everything sort of gets settled and the ICD gets anchored in place along with the wire that goes from the ICD through an artery and into my heart. That has to anchor properly as well. That's why I sort of have to baby my left arm for the next 3 weeks to a month. And know, just take it easy and relax. I can still work from home, and which is what I'm going to do. Okay, that's it for now. I will leave another audio boo when I'm feeling a little bit better. Thank you.